that he gives us to go live in Eretz Yisrael, the place that we all should be. And if we're not there yet, the only excuse we have is to learn. Maybe even one of the reasons to leave Eretz Yisrael is for learning. So, all right, we can come and justify it. Learning, Hanukkah, Shidduch. I guess we have a lot of justification to give. But we have to realize that Eretz Yisrael is our home, our baita. We all should be going. All right. Re-advertising. So this is Eretz Yisrael, the place that we all should be. And if we're not there yet, the only excuse we have is to learn. Maybe even one of the reasons to leave Eretz Yisrael is for learning. So, all right, we can come and justify it. Learning, Hanukkah, Shidduch. I guess we have a lot of justification to give. But we have to realize that Eretz Yisrael is our home, our baita. We all should be going. All right. Re-advertising. These I could do, but not there. Talk about it. Moreover, on both sides, we have a lot of things to discuss. Let's just give a general background here. Number one, there are a number of new Talmidim in this year, and we have to make sure we have a Chavrusha. So that too, if you don't have a Chavrusha, raise your hand now. Yeah, two guys that got divorced, of course. All right, so we have to force them to remarry. Test your back. Well, anyway. Good. Oh, yeah. Landmark. Okay. Okay, who's the field then? Who's the field? Oh? Why didn't you get a hand raised? Okay, now there's three. Anybody else? Who's just partying his hand? All right, so maybe you feel you can learn with you with this early, or with Jonathan. You have to work something out, okay? After the Harus, can't go no Harus, it's impossible. Moreover, Harus would have to start on top. And I really would very much like that everybody should maximize the time in the base of Medrash. And as a matter of fact, we're trying to rearrange his manam a little bit to give people a greater opportunity to study and to learn the Beis Medrash with everybody together in one place. And I mentioned this before the end of the term. I'd like to start an experiment. We'll see how it works out. See if Rabbi Chalap will get upset with me. I don't know. An experimental basis. I'd like, huh? Already done? What's done? Yeah, but every shift is its own chemistry. Well, I can do is let's start tomorrow. Alright? That's today I didn't want to do anything because I thought we should be back on time and you know what's happening. We need it tomorrow instead of the shia taking place at 12:45, which is officially written on the calendar. We're going to have shia at 11 o'clock. So it's measured 9 to 11. 9, I emphasize the word 9. 9 to 11. By the way, I got to tell you the story. I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I had teachers who left in the shiur. And some Moshe was learning there, so I felt I wanted to hear a shiur. I didn't hear a shiur last year, so I wanted to hear a shiur. That's what the shiur was about, to look up men. I stayed up below, said they. That's really, all he got him back and forth. Before the end of the shiur, he was a shmur, he was a musa shmur, he taught musa. So, he said, you know, Davening for the 7 o'clock, and at 7 I expected the whole Kulam, the whole business to be filled. A chuckle around the room. And the same thing is at 9 and 9 o'clock, every single seat is taken to make better. Again, a chuckle. So he says, yes, not at all, him. And then, since I was there, he didn't want to wait. He was assuming that the area was. Then, the last 10 minutes, he says, I should give him a look for him. You know, it's time, man. Hadzorim ha'vein she'afim rak ha'tzibur shalana. So look at that, I say, good. Except when I walked out, the whole she turned to look at me, who's walking out. He wanted it really bad. He didn't want to do it in my presence. So I ran to the back. I don't want to hear it. So I went into the crawl back. I didn't know what exactly he said. Most of the time he gave some good stuff to him. So I'm not in my regular secret shalap, so I can still give a little booster. So And we try to keep his mind as best as possible. And if he's not perfect, so it's not perfect for Kyle and Eric Stoll either, but we have to try. It doesn't relieve us of the responsibility to maximize the time of the day. And my idea is as follows. Perhaps if we, in effect, break up the measures into two parts, and the shield a little bit shorter, so then we can maybe have more man hours of learning. That's my machshava. Maybe just a halom. Maybe we can do it to be some bustle in a week. I don't know. But I think it would be something that is worthwhile. So the schedule is to be probably like this, 9 to 11, 9 sharp. So that's the whole tonight. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart. And working to 10:30, so you know, the Wednesday went from 12 to 1 thing. You're staying at 11, 10 to 10:30, so, you know, obviously you can't go on. So 9, we'll try to have the following experiment. 9 to 11 will be theta. 11, 12, 15 will be shiur, shorter to an hour and a quarter. 12 to 1 will be lunch. Now that's theta again, and they've never she and they've been together 1 to 2:30. Now the mile of that is, it's empty. There's nobody there. So I'll be there, obviously. I love to see, I can't sit in the next letter. There's no room for me. But, maybe I'll be doing this. But right now, I'm looking at that.
Maybe a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah. Huh? My understanding is as follows. If you can finish preparing the Mahama Talmud on to 11, so 11 from the afternoon Chazan. The Chazan will be 7th year. Or Chazan the Mahama Talmud, etc. If you're behind, you do whatever. It'll be, I'd like to also try to do what I did today, which is, I think my typing is too much down. It's down. Just write on a piece of paper. It's not permanent. This is just the beginning. There will be whole stuff within the sheet itself. In other words, this is, you know what I mean? Even within these topics, there's going to be all stuff. I just wanted to get it out quickly, so you have a little base of what we're learning, and then I'll give all stuff as necessary. This is as a footnote. On Wednesday, we'll have to be, I think, even early, you have to go to Boston. So, we'll have to go to Boston. So, I'm asking you to see at 9:30, or something like that, or 11. Whatever, something of that nature. I'm not sure exactly. That's just an aberration. That's whatever. I think of flying out of, you know, I think I'm not sure. I just want to give you advance notice of that. We'll try this, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I can't. Experiment. Another thing we've been experimenting this year, this term, was we learned a lot of local lemaisa. As opposed to last term, when we learned pure theoretic, very little lemaisa, except one figure. So, that was very good. Aside from that, the mostly was coming to the Rabbamine and the Kaiser Tequila. It was not that practical for us. This term by Kaiser will be very, very practical. I want to recognize that this is a complete flourish. It will be used at the beginning of a Shubha. One is a by Telemetrician, which I was privileged to repeat in the Kaiser, the Harad Sah, another Telemet. I appreciate that though they're going to get it from me, or every other brother who has 10 said this to her here. And this is a 10-year-old statement from a fellow from Moshe from exactly 10 years ago. Hazel comes from Mem Gimel. And Grossman. And Harelis. Comes from Mem Zion. So I believe we've all got some. We'll be discussing the details. Now the new statement is for us. Our Borough Farmer gave it to you. This came out last week. Literally. The name rock comes from Mem Gimel. It's called Tuba Kiel Kosta. So, a lot of important things here too. This is written by the author, those of the show last year, of the Pira's Comet Kill Culture. Remember that one? Last year, that? Same author, the Stern from Bnei Brak. We have some of Bosnia, Mother Gazola here, very interesting, fantastic stuff. So, we'll be able to listen. Now, everyone should get a hold of the Shomanar of M&M. Very important. How you get it, whether you borrow from the shul, which is long there, whether you part of bar of bias confirms that there's only one other sold separately. I doubt it. Okay, maybe I'll protect you if you pull it off. Well, get this, I know, just go to a base medicine, everything can borrow it. I mean, if you feel that that's not really right, so I would take Jezebel. I'm passing on to you. When it was new in this year, please sign your name on the second column. Right, my name was there. Did anyone leave this year? You know anyone left this year? Anyone know all fans? Nobody left. Oh, it's a good start. Bible to draw me on from the computer system. I know from them. When they write there, there's only one gross industry that is destroyed. Torah. If these students started in new Torah, So we're going to be discussing the practical elements of marriage. Everybody here is either married or wants to get married. You can sin at the right time. You have to know, we weren't discussing the questions of, you know, high tequila. We're not really interested in so much. We're discussing that term. But now it's a very practical question. What are the obligations that exist from husband to wife and from wife to husband upon marriage? That's the topic for this term, in a nutshell. Of course, we'll be directing into other areas. Very important forum, which I don't expect you to have, but just the information. Also, a post team. The same as also a post team. I have an entry volume test Zion. I have the just put out these tests, which only cover the symptoms from a test. I wish they would have eyes from the donors. They don't have that. That's one short that we really need. I'm going to protect you also a post team. I probably have it in galley form. Who has protection? Anybody?
Three different things again.
Three.
Yichud means, you don't know what Yichud means, but you're not allowed to do. Right? Yichud means a man and a woman go into a secluded room, they lock the door, and no one's allowed to come in. Now, for someone who's not married, that's a no-no. Absolutely no-no. For the same reason it's a no-no, but if you're not married, it's a yes-yes if you are married. That's considered Yichud, it's called Yichud Aroya Leviya. It doesn't mean the Viya takes place. It's called Yichud Aroya Leviya. And as a result, the quantity of Yichud Rambam, that is exactly what you should do. That's Yichud Rambam, Yisuin is Yichud Aroya Leviya. That's to read the point that I read from the Rambam holds, that if a woman is a Nida, at the time of the Chasana, they really cannot have a proper Nisuin, because after all, Yichud for a Nida was prohibited. Told them via Rishon. Obviously, there's no Easter of Nida for Easter Nida after the marriage of 5 years, otherwise the both Telvids would be booming. And you know, everyone have to move out or something, I don't know what they'd have to do. But the Tolan via Rishon is that it's an Easter Nida for Easter Nida. So therefore, going to the Rambam, we'll get to it also, to run and be carried up off peace. I mean, for your information, by the way, my Machshava is to learn from them Zion. And Gimel is to learn from them Zion. We're going to be picking up second for here, you know, about these various views from one to the other. I'd like to finish this fifth parrot. This parrot ends on Stamatay. Doesn't mean here. It doesn't mean I learn everything. We're going to skip a little bit. And I also want to learn a few selected excerpts from the subsequent prophets, from the third Vav until Yud Gimel. That's another 55 blocks in the Mishnah. 45 blocks in the Mishnah. I also want to learn a few of the other here and there. Many important items. That's one you have to learn. For the fear of a woman to cover her hair. Very important thing that's in the buying base. And a few other very important items that we'll be discussing, you know, not going straight. But I'd like to go not quite straight, but more or less through the last half of the fourth parrot as well as the fifth parrot. Yes. What do you do? Good question. What do you do? So hold on. So the Pashup Shah, I was assuming there are other conditions, it cannot be any of the two whatsoever. Finished. Upon more careful examination, it's possible that there can be any two, but it's not a full two. Quasi two. It's not a very strange concept, but sounds strange, but maybe there's some truth to it. We'll get to that as we go along. That's one version of Nisuin. Another version of Nisuin is not Chuppah, is not Yichud, rather Chuppah. What does Chuppah mean? To go under the Chuppah. What do you mean under the Chuppah? Under the canopy. That's all. Canopy. You hold a canopy over the house of the cow. And that is the Nisuin. It's another version. Who holds that? That's a good question. Who holds that teacher of Chuppah? Well, you see, if you look at the Ramah, the Ramah is really our source. Here we open the Shulchan Aruch for the first time. The Ramah is our source for what is the Nisuin. The Ramah has a number of opinions supported one after the other in Simen Nun Hei. Both sides. Simen Nun Hei in Eben HaEzer is where the Ramah makes a number of opinions as to what exactly is Chuppah. What are the words mean? Yeah. Simen Nun Hei Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said that Chuppah is Yichud. That's the Rambam teaches. The Mechaber usually follows the Rambam. Right? Usually follows the Rambam. Ach Yavi also the Tov. Based on Yisjah Karimah. Yichud Zeh Hu Hanikra Shmiz of the Chuppah. Hu Hanikra Yisuin B'chol Mokom. We talk about Eretz and Yisuin. Yisuin says the Rambam is no more nor less than Yichud and it's called Yichud Aroh Leviyah. That's the key to the Rambam in Nun Hei, Kod and Shavano, and Sim and Nun Hei, Sim Al. That is the Rambam. Yesh Alam the Chuppah and the Yichud Akol Shei Yiyah Akosim is based on the Shem Yisuin. It's only Yichud. As long as he brings her into his home, there'll be 20 other people around, doesn't make a difference. He brought her into his Rishud. V'yesh omim tzramo, shakupi shaparsim tzudu aroshim v'shatafroch. A different version. They put a little bit of tzudu. A little bit closer to the hanging, tzudu, right? They cover them, so they cover the, on their head, at the time of the Brach. The Yesh Amrim, and keep going. The Kufas Kula Mishiyasa Behenumo. Ramana is an example. What does Henumo mean? That only was Henumo. Well, that's one day. And another day, Henumo is a veil. The Gemara in the beginning of Subis, the second paragraph of Subis. Some suggest. That's a, what? How many do we have so far?
Four.
What we have so far? We have Rambam that says what? The Yisrael. Then we have, no, we're going to bring it into a Talus, even without Yisrael. That's two. Then you have, sort of, primarily the Talus, the Yekasha in it. Is it a Yekasha wedding? Or even a Kabbalah going to come out? They put the Talus over the bride and groom. Romantic, right? Well, it's the Ramon. Then, some say it means the Badeke. What? Put on a veil, of course, the bedeck of the carpet. You have the bedeck before the ring. How do you have that? Well, you come to the study by the plant. By minute portion, fifth Peter, after Vickers Cooper, Mokos and Akhisen, Sham Uriah, Caruso, Gabi Caruso, you have a, what we call a cooper, a canopy over coal, from Akhisen, Tafer, Akhos, and Akhala, Barabin, from Akhisen, Shom, and you do take place then and there. We don't wait, what, 12 months between one and the other. We have a minute of doing the Kiddushin and the Suin simultaneously. The Kuvokh and Shabrim and Eretz and Vini Suin. The Akhatap, the Okun Bama Tanua, that's called the Kuvokh. There are five sheikhs. Four in Siman and Hei Kefala. But we do, we call the Kuvokh. We mean Ashkenaz. We call Ashkenaz the Kuvokh, we call We call it the canopy. They go under the canopy. Let's give you the five sheikhs. What are the five? Again, one more time. Yichud. Hapnos of the Shusha, even without Yichud, he comes into his house. Or the talis over the two of them. Or the, presumably he puts the veil over her head. Or what we call the canopy. So what's the canopy? The most powerful thing today. That's the minigah puzzle. We call that the Kumpa de Shusha. Right, we do use the two. That's correct. We do use the food. Let us do the nida. We don't do use the food. You don't want to embarrass us. You take it out. I have stories for that too. What does it matter? Right, but how do you do the food? You can't be using the vehicle to do the issue to do the So we somehow manage to try to have a problem with having this. Yes. It's important to know on both sides. I have a very interesting question. So let me ask you a shayla. Is there a mini second or a minute between Erison and Yisroel according to our custom? So the Ramon says, when the Kach is shoved under the chuppah, presumably the second that he gets the ring, at that very second, immediate is doing. Why? Because they're under the canopy. If they're under the canopy, so then there's an immediate doing immediately. Yeah, but that's the point. Most parts of the tomb, we'll get to it later, everyone basically assumes. You cannot have the doing before you're going out of order. Bad news. But I want to deflect your proof. Because you know, not Adam's the question is Adam, but what you really do need is you need kavana. In other words, you have to have the man should want to enter into marriage through this process of this, whatever process you're doing, yichud, the other four, that's really the intention to affect the nisuin, the completion of the marriage by this process. This is relevant, Halacha Lamaisa. I'll tell you what, I'll give you an example. It actually came up Halacha Lamaisa about. It happened in my family, my mishpacha. This is called the only mishpacha to make a bigger roach. Just over 2 weeks ago, so I went there to straw, but my father remarried, so I told him. Well, Hashem, you remarried? And remarriage is always a difficult situation. He has children, she has children, and they're living their own separate lives. Among other things, the question of the financial issue came up. And, you know, when a woman and a man marry, no matter what the circumstances, automatically the man gets all the money back. So, in the case of the case of Yerusha, the Bali or the Zishto, and, so when the couple gets married, like we get married in our 20s, we don't have any money to the English, or anything. It's a different story. They know children from previous marriage, but in this situation, so, both parties felt, it's not a money-making or losing situation. Okay, they want to be able to keep these, keep kids, keep the current, whatever, to try to work that out. So the father's new wife, so she has two daughters who were married to young men, were learning in Kol HaKadosh B'nei. So one of them wrote a letter which said that, you understand this is what we want to do. Here's the text yesterday. Went to visit Karel, who's the nephew of HaKadosh, who is the Rosh Kol HaKadosh B'nei. I had a chance to meet him. My new family connection, so I know we get into the Rosh Kol HaKadosh. And he told us, and listen, what's the difference? Look at the mission. Take a look, if you will, in beginning of the paragraph of Tosin. That's Pei Gimel Amin Aleph. Pei Gimel Amin Aleph. Here's a ninth paragraph. Was I quoted the Ishto Dilit Varm Ainly bin a Fasayim? So it doesn't help fully. Say Kosovo Dilit Varm Ainly bin a Fasayim will pay a Sayim? Then he won't get a Sayim because of the illusion. So what do you have to say? Kosovo Dilit Varm, the end of the mission. Ainly bin a Fasayim will pay a Sayim, will pay a Sayim, will pay a Sayim, will pay a Sayim. Then he gets nothing. Finished. And the question of Masa Masa Masa, which we're not going to go into now. More of the Tasha, how can it be? It's too late. Once they get married, then you can't do the Tasha of the Yerusha. More of the post of love, all the Arusha. The little bum is in the mission. More on this in the mission, though. The post of love, all the Arusha. When you say to the Arusha, you write this thing, or you write it, you can say it. That suffices. That suffices. So when they have to say it, they have to say it, the older Arusha, which is the status of Arusha, before the Nisuan. You can say it after the Nisuan, it's too late. You can say it before the Arusha, it's too early. Why is it too early? Why is it too early? Before, it's Dabash Shalom Ali Olam, it's nothing. It's a catch between the Arusha and the Nisuan. In the old days, no problem, at all year. Somewhere in that year, you'd write a document that it's effect. So this person wrote the letter, I saw the letter, says my father should say after he gives her the ring, should say, Din is Varm, it was not a family, Din is Varm, and even a Messiah, or a saying, a parent, and a Kayak, and all that, the whole story. But, that was my error, the Shiloh, I didn't mention any of the party, the family, I don't want to get involved in any ways, but I asked someone I knew, hey, how do you do this? If he's giving her the ring under the chuppah, which is what happened, it was a chuppah, he gave her the ring under the chuppah. For the very split second that he gave her a ring, now he's a kiddushin, but he could also be what? He's doing it. He's also the student, and then how can you say, what's going on over here? So what's the answer? What's the answer, Yuri? The answer is your question, it's Daniel. But you said, although they were sitting under the canopy, but this was the premeditated that he gave this statement before, after the Eretz, before the Nisuah. So although they were under the canopy, they didn't have in mind, or certainly she didn't have in mind, she was the beneficiary of the statement, she didn't have in mind to undergo the actual Nisuah until after the statement was made. And then, presumably she had in mind to have the Nisuah. Now, in the letter he said, make sure you do it after the ring is given, before they read the Tzuvah. We don't even know wedding. The next thing we do after the ring is to read the Tsubim. Now, that's already ties into our very next issue. Tsubim. When is it, as of when is the Tsubim binding? Is the Tsubim binding as of Erizin or as of the Tsubim? That's a very fundamental question. That could have been the first half of the Tsubim. As of what moment is the Tsubim binding? Now, you should be aware of the fact that the Rambam says, and it's quoted by Lachon Shulchan Aruch as well, that there are many obligations, which take effect when a person gets married. In both directions. A man is obligated in many things towards his wife, and the wife is obligated in some things to the... I'll use that expression advisedly. Can't tell a lie. And something to the husband. The Rambam lists off a, you know, typical Rambam, you know, gives you exactly a number. Rambam counted over here at the beginning of the speech of Turgut Beis, Halach Aleph. Kishe no se odam isha. Not kishe mekadesh kishe ma'aleh. Turgut Beis Halach Aleph and Hilchot Kishus. It also will be found in Evan Ha'ezer. Simon Samachet. You have also focused on that. And the Vilna Gaon there points out, if I'm not mistaken, that all 10 items. Oops, I gave it away. Sorry, I keep reading. So Ad Nosel the Nisha, the cry of law by Sora Dvori, you become obligated to 10 different things. The Yuske, when you get back, by Avor Dvori. I was quipped 10-4. I don't think that's for the bar, right? Ten four. One of the ten. There are 10 in the Torah itself. Excuse me, 3 in the Torah itself. What is 3 in the Torah itself? No. Yera, Tusa, Vonasa, Lo Yigra. Rambam Pasuk, we'll get to it later in the Sugya Man Zayin. Rambam Pasuk, that the donor is Baraisa. Tusa is clothing, his owner is Bia. And there are 7 of the Rabbonim. What are they? Tzubah. I'm going to pass it. We discussed a little bit in the Elinara. I'm going to pass the Tzubah the Rabbonim. Right? It's a big kiddush. I don't want to use for that. We'll talk about that later. Tzubah the Rabbonim. Okay? And the rest, the other 6 are what we call Tanai Tzubah. The condition of the Tzubah. What are they? The healer if he's sick. The redeemer if he's taken captive. Then the barrier if he's died. Three more, and then there. What should we go? No. 1, 2. Three is the right. The Ikin Tzuba, 200 good. And then we have 3 more, right? To dealer, to redeemer, to barrier. Okay. We get the last 3. The of his donors and the cost of the Yoshevah to base to Achamot to if he dies, she has the right to be. From his estate and to live in the marital home. Okay? Give me 2 more. Next. The next to them later, her children. The old spin the pinocell, the men of the zonos, people talk about him most, so I think he's a kitarasna. But if he dies, that their daughters should be able to be supported from his estate. And final, the old spin now has foreign menu. Yoshim Tzubasa Yosera Felsam the Yerusha Shemachel of course Tzubas Benin Bichri that's later in the mission. So going to the all these are found right over here now end of Nara and the beginning of Apophis Tzubas Benin Bichri what that means is the following that means that if he dies and leaves male children both in his wife and from another wife so that the male children from his wife have the right to the inherit their mother's tuba. She's not going to be brought there. She be divided equally among all of his male heirs. The reason is as follows. Let's say a man wants to give his daughter a nadan. Whatever he wants to do, a mezuzah. He wants a nadan, a dowry. He's afraid. We'll get that in one of the major discussions. My son assumed. One of the major discussions for the Ma'am of Thunder. Later. We're afraid that a man is not going to want to give his daughter a significant dowry for fear that as hard earned money, it's going to go down the tube. It will go to somebody who is not related to him. For example, let's say a man gives his daughter $1 million of dowry. In his anticipation, his hope is that she will now, in her marriage to this young man, have a number of children, and these children will also get the money for this $1 million. He works drugs, sweat, and tears. He'll go hopefully to his grandchildren. That's reasonable. Well, you can't take it with you, right? But you know, that's a reasonable expectation. What could happen now? His daughter will have one son for the husband. The husband has a previous marriage, or don't get in common with the mother. You can have a concomitant marriage, simultaneous marriage, they can marry two wives, and that his daughter, the Shlemazel, will have one daughter, will have one son and four daughters. And the other wife, the bump, she'll have four sons and one daughter. What's going to happen? And 80% of his hard earned money, blood, sweat, and tears, will go to friend that. The strangers, and I will aid them. The person fearful of that will just pull back. Won't give his daughter a proper dowry. To prevent the possibility, because I made a confession, that the money will go to, all the money will go to his grandson, and not to the other grandson of this man, the other sons of this man are from a different wife. That's not similar number 10. Okay, so there's 10 dinners. 3 mid arisa, 1 is equal to Suba. 1 is equal to Suba. Whoa, hold on a second. 3 more on a compound. 3 more in his lifetime. The healer, the redeemer, and the barrier. He's back on earth. And 3 more in his after his death. What's that? Suba could used to be in his life as a divorce. Suba's like worried about upon death and divorce. The marriage breaks up. Akamosa, right. If he's alive, let him give the money himself. He doesn't want it, cheap cake for the business stuff. We'll discuss it at length, but it's not all the marriage thing. After that, 3 things happen. The Almana can live in the house and be supported. The daughters can be supportive of their marriage, and the sons can get the entire dowry of the particular maternal grandfather. Okay? Total of 10. God, what do we get? What are the 4 things that the husband gets upon this marriage? Our boys, his daughter, man, children, and himself, and older, our boys, Melahem, Dios Matthew, Dero, Shalom, her earnings belong to him. Dios Matthew, Shalom, find the desirable street belongs to him. If she also calls parents the chaser of the chayah, she gets the parents the fruit of her property, the mace of the chayah, Yerushana. And if she dies, he gets her entire Yerusha. I'm also curious about the Rabbana, my closest to the Gemara. Those are the 4 things that the husband is okay. Okay? So 10 and 4. All these things, says the Rambam, are affected upon the completion of the marriage. At what stage? The stage of the suin. Not Eretz, the suin. What happens to Eretz? Nothing. What happens to Eretz? He can get killed. She is the Zana after the Eretz is before the suin, so then she gets killed. Even that Gila is in our home. Well, other implications, because she can't marry anybody else. Similar implication, not to get anybody else. What else is there? Well, it's Doran and Amarosa, right? There's 2 other things in this nation. I expect more. I mean, there might be other things I just can't think of right now, but it's not a full-fledged marriage. It's a betrothal. Rule of the right, that's right. The right is to himself. There is. If you're born or not, you can do it again. I'll be. We're going to discuss the first topic for this term, for this month, the new month, is as of what moment is there an obligation of Suba? Now, Suba, let's start slowly. You say, what means Suba? The minute he writes to Suba, well, what kind of crazy question is that? When he writes to the Suba, that's the what kind of crazy question? The moment he writes to Suba, that's the moment of the obligation takes effect. No, but that's not right. Because you see, it is true that a tzuba has effect when it's written. But there are these 10 things that we just read about detail, but even if he doesn't write it, it's incumbent upon him nonetheless. Even if he didn't write it, it's incumbent nonetheless. Question becomes, as of what moment is it incumbent upon? That's what the Gemara discusses, and the Rishonim have a big fight about it, a major fight, and we'll discuss it now as we go. Take a look over here, and that's Nun Aleph from an Aleph, so the Mishnah is. Nun Aleph from an Aleph, the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the Mishnah, Lo Kosav Lo Suba. He didn't write a Suba. Fancy document, he didn't write it. Then it's nevertheless the Sula Gova Masayim Vamona Mona. Why? It's Nation Snai Basin. Snai Basin is automatic. Basin imposes it upon each and every married man. This is the marriage terminates with every divorce. He has to give his wife dollars. How many? Well, for a Sula, for a virgin, first marriage, then he has to give her Masayim, 200 Zuz. What's that worth? What is it? What's the word? It's a silver measure. 200 zuz. How many shkolim is that? I don't mean the other shkolim. The classical shkolim, how many is that? 50, assuming it's 50 shkolim. Right? 50 shkolim. The 50 shkolim is 10 times what? 50 is 10 times what? 5. What do we have? What's the tier 5 for? They did not bet. You have 40 hours. Ben, a very small amount of money. Pidyon HaBen, according to Chazon Ish, Pidyon HaBen is 960 grams of silver. Think metric. Now, what's the ratio of a gram to an ounce approximately? Around 30. 29. What did you say? 900 grams. Okay, 2 pounds? Okay, good. 2 pounds. 2 pounds. 2 pounds of silver is the amount of pigeon. Why? What? An ounce. We have an ounce. Well, 3,000 an ounce. $90. What the hell? Okay. Well, hold on. Pidyon HaBen, 32. How many is 32? So much? 30. It's an irrelevant. How did he find it? That's coincidence. You need enough silver. It could be old silver. Today's silver is worthless. Tin. But the capital. The old silver dollars make them silver. They give 6 of them with enough weight of silver to satisfy the requirement. The value on the market today. Moshe is a tshuva, so the tshuva is a zon. So Moshe says, what's the difference with a tshuva is? Just tell him it's negotiated anyway. Let's say a tshuva is $10,000. Say it's $50,000. Say it's $5,000. Say it's $150,000. It's all irrelevant for Moshe. Why? Because when it comes to the divorce, let's say you want a divorce, okay? Say, okay, divorce, I give you the tshuva. No, I'm not going to give you the tshuva. What is it? I'm not going to give you the divorce. But it had a meaning in those days. The Mishnah Teyer says, or the Rashi part doesn't even tell me, that 200 zuz is enough to leave, he's not going to leave us now, was enough to live on for a year. Yeah? To live on 200 in those days. Silver was enough, that amount of silver was enough to live on for an entire year. No one can live on $100 a year. Obviously, the price of silver with respect to the price of crops, grains, and expenses has changed drastically. But they didn't have their mortgage health insurance, of course. They didn't have, cars, whatever, tuition, whatever it may be. We'll discuss all these questions later as we go along. Okay. Any questions? Another question, answer now. We have discussed so far the two stages of marriage. It's Erusin, and then there's the Nisuin. Upon the Nisuin, with the Rambam, a man is obligated to 10 things and requires four types of rights to his wife. Yeah, but the Rambam passes clearly that Tzuba only comes in the moment of the Nisuin. The Nisuin. What does that make you say? time, this Rambam that says that Kedusha only takes effect at the moment of the Nisuin is extremely controversial. It's a controversy in the Gemara already. The Gemara discusses the issue. Is there a Kedusha for an Arusha or is there no Kedusha? The Gemara discusses the two mistakes. One is about the Tziyah, and also, not surprisingly, in Tzumas. The Gemara wants to know, is there a Kedusha for an Arusha or is there no Kedusha for an Arusha? What's this? Is there or is there not? That's the question. So, the Gemara in Sula discusses the Nafteitech on Teitech. The Gemara says, give us $10,000. He says $50,000. He says $5,000. He says $150,000. It's called irrelevant for my direct. Why? Because when it comes to the divorce, let's say you want a divorce, huh? Okay? Say, okay, divorce, I give it a silver. No, I'm not going to give it a silver. What is it? I'm not going to give it a divorce. In other words, it's a bargain, he just refused to give her a divorce, she refused to accept a divorce. I want a silver $5,000. No, but my rabbi thought it was only $1,000. My rabbi said five. My rabbi said one. Five, one, five, one, five, one. So there, I'm not going to take the get. Well, so there, I won't give the get. You need the mutual consent of both parties, everything's up to negotiation. The Moshe writes that really it's not as relevant as it used to be. It's just up to negotiation. In the old days, you can divorce her against her will. You had to know how much is a tzuba. You can divorce her against her will. You have to know how many thousands or hundreds or tens of dollars you have to give her. Of course, in the case of her husband dies, then of course the tzuba would be relevant. But once again, we'll see later, if the husband dies, both women will not opt to collect the tzuba. If you pass it, if you collect the tzuba, then you cut off entirely. If you don't collect the tzuba, you can still live in his house and get all of his money for support. It's not worth collecting his silver. Of course, that has to do with the dialogue, so that's easy to understand. So look carefully in the Shnayas Peah of all places. The eighth Peah of Peah is explained by the Rosh, that's quoted by the Peah of Rome. You ever hear, you're up for the bars tonight? We'll have some in the library. The Peah of Rome. And then we'll have a slogan that quotes the Rosh. It says that 200 zuz, which for us could be a matter of how much silver. So it's X ounces or Y ounces, it's $100, whatever it may be. But it had a meaning in those days. The Mishnah Teyer says, or the Rosh quotes it in the Rishalmi, that 200 zuz is enough to leave, he's not going to leave it now, was enough to live on for a year. Yeah? To live on 200 zuz in those days. Silver was enough, that amount of silver was enough to live on for an entire year. No one can live on $100 a year. Obviously, the price of silver with respect to the price of crops, grains, and expenses has changed drastically. But they didn't have their Moses health insurance, of course. They didn't have, cars, whatever, tuition, whatever it may be. We'll discuss all these questions later as we go along. Okay. Any questions? So the question and answer now. Okay. We have discussed so far the two stages of marriage. It's Erusin, and then there's Nisuin. Upon the Nisuin, it's the Rambam, a man is obligated 10 things and requires four types of rights from his wife. Yeah, but the Rambam passes clearly that Suba only comes in the moment of the Nisuin. The Nisuin. What does that mean to say? Right. Oh, it's a good question. Why does it say in the Rambam? Well, it could be Masiyah there. But Masiyah there, Shalom, has two parts. One is earning, wage earning, he goes to get wool. And two might be domestic work that she's supposed to do in the house. Could be. I was asking a good question. Why did it say Masiyah Deh Shelo in the sense of get to take care of the house? I don't know. I don't know. Good question. Good question. I had a different question. Why he says only go for four things? What about Ona? Ona not only that he is obligated to Ona towards her, but she is obligated to Ona towards him. As a matter of fact, we'll be learning in Alpha B, the consequence of an individual who rebels against his or her key of Ona. We call that, if it's a female, we call it Moreh. If it's a male, we call it a Moreh. So why is Rambam saying over here that he's Dochen Ona from her perspective? So on the U.S., the question on my I asked the second question. I don't know. Let's look up the question of the Rambam, why he didn't mention these things in the list before, things that are obligations upon the wife upon the suit. Yes. That's what I was first. That's his question. Yeah. But my question is, who remains? What about owners? What's an obligation to refer to him? I don't know. Don't know? I don't know. Well, come to it as we go along. Put this question to all have answers. Rav Goldstein, as of when is the actual tzuma? Rav seems to say clearly over here that the tzuma in the Bible doesn't mean tzuma. As a matter of fact, I think I'll borrow from the rope for Lisa. Rambam Paskin, at the very beginning of the book of Isha, Rambam gives you a list in every Tami Sase, in Hilchos, anything, what are the mitzvahs of the Midaraisa to found in that series of Brahma. Rambam says, Hilchos, Isha, Lisa Isha B'Tsuba B'Kiddush. So writes the Rambam. I repeat, Lisa Isha B'Tsuba B'Kiddush. You got the Isha in the mitzvah. Back to Rambam, what do you mean, B'Tsuba? B'Tsuba is the Rabbana, we just read it. Rambam said, B'Tsuba, right? That's very strange. She writes backwards, right? Okay. It's like super. And it's suin and a condition go together. As a matter of fact, that's a different question. That's what we're discussing today. What comes first? Kiddushin or super? Avi, you're assuming your question is super comes before kiddushin. I said, you see that way when you go to a wedding these days. Is that really true? You asked me a question. You ordered it wrong. I'm asking you a question back, and if it means it's still a Kiddush, then it's a bad question. You don't have to be famous for coming after Kiddush. So, if there is a famous non-reactive, then I'm just sort of giving a title. Well, some actually say, as I mentioned earlier, they cannot be the school before Kiddush. But the passion, you can have that, then the school is not now, so after the Kiddush. But if the school is followed by the Kiddush, then we think you could argue, someone suggests, you have a steward followed by Kiddushin, and the steward may be in the Matreya. Well, that's the question. I think it was very relevant. Halachah mice, it happened like this. The famous Taz. What happened was that there was a wedding, and they went to the Badekin, they did the Badekin, and after the Badekin, a parent of the Chosh Makala died right there on the spot. But Halachah the Tzubis, they have learned that you're in Amdalas, right there. But they had a suing, and then there's somebody died, so they didn't touch and touch. Do we consider this Badeka to be the suing or not? Some said yes, Badeka is the suing. But they asked, Badeka is the suing, but it hasn't been a condition yet. Someone suggests it's going to be a condition, and maybe it's going to be suing or not. That's a long story in your day when it comes to the Bavel, so it's not for now. Right, but possibly no condition is not the suing. Zero. Okay, so Rabotai, this Rambam that says that Ketubah only takes effect at the moment of the Nisuin is extremely controversial. It's a controversy in the Gemara already. The Gemara discusses the issue. Is there a Ketubah for an Arun or is there no Ketubah? The Gemara discusses it in two mistakes. One is the Bava Ketubah, and also, not surprisingly, in Ketubah. The Gemara wants to know, is there a ksuba for an arusa, or is there no ksuba for an arusa? What's this? Is there or is there not? That's the question. So, the Gemara in ksuba discusses it on Tetet. The Gemara says, on Tetesim and Bays, the vast two narrow lines Mar says only my Kishim read the Rav Kishim Rav Rashi. Almona min ha'eris in Minola v'isla k'tuba. How do you know that there is a k'tuba? Maybe it should be no k'tuba for Narusa. Said it's k'tuba. Who's that? And there is no k'tuba. Well, it was back and forth, back and forth. Doesn't seem to resolve the question. Unresolved. The question is, alright, the Gemara didn't resolve it, but what's the halacha l'maaseh? Is there a k'tuba for Narusa or is there no k'tuba for Narusa? Let's not go back to them. Give them a days, we're ready to start our done. With all this background, background is very important, especially when we're learning l'maaseh, we have to get the background. Have we got the background straight, more or less? No questions?
It's not clear in the Gemara.
Doesn't say. Not resolved. Mishnah Gimel Aleph Bei, Rabosai, Amarai, Vespito, Begersha. A man betrothed his daughter to a wonderful, fine young cousin. Didn't work out, he divorced her. Here, something is Tarmala. What happened? She betrothed her again. This time that bad luck girl. What happened to her now? Her husband, new husband, died. Tuvasa shalom. This goes to the father. Rashi, tuvasa shalom. Tuvashi gova mishani. Mishnei. Eretz nalolo goes to the father. The kastava shrashi. The kind of it's all. Yesh ksuba la arusa. We may narrate the Kazakh summer. Oh! How? Mishnah holds in Rashi? Yes, Subal Arus. On that pay test, it's unresolved. But here, our Mishnah, see Rashi, maintains. Yes, Subal Arus. Yes, the Rambam, right? The Rambam learned that what? The Arus has no Subal. The Amish doesn't, the Arus has no Subal. So does Rashi.
Well,
go by the father having rights, only once he's a Nara or a Kana. Once he's a right role age of 12 and a half, a father has no financial rights to his daughter whatsoever. We learned this already last term. He's a Nara. Okay? Look at 5, please, again. He's Tia the Girsha, he's Tia the Tarmala. Tuvasa Shalom. Why Shalom? Because once she goes from the Suez, she leaves her husband, her father's Rishon entirely, right? She says to the Tia. Pavka Rishuto. Okay? Pavka Rishuto. Huh? Pavka Rishuto. This is Rashi further. Ubasa Guvaina Azina. Followed the time of the collection of the children. The Guvaina Basa Rocky was afterwards. Vazina Basa Ksiva. Don't follow the time of the system is written. Lo Mahol, there are Rishona Nishkiva, the Oda Rishuto. Ah, heavy down. We don't say that. That's kind of count. You don't there. A Rishona Shal Av. Actually, it's the time of the first thing tomorrow. Or Mulo, Mishay, Yem, of your sister. What do you mean, Shona Shalab? It's not true. Once he married her off in total marriage, he no longer has any control over his daughter whatsoever, and then it's too much to go through his daughter. Alright, got the mission straight? The Machlokas and the Kaman of Yuda in the case of what? The case of what? He's Tia. He's married off entirely. Does he have any rights to Ksuba or not? Tana Kama says... What does Tana Kama say? Tana Kama says, if you ever hear this, it's a Tarmala, Tuvasa Shalom. Have you done there? Are we shown a Shalom? The first Ksuba goes to the father, despite the fact that there wasn't a Suez. Why? Because you are my Taima. The Rabbi Yehuda, right? See the Gemara? What do we have Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, we tell by the whole of the Shas Erisin, Zocha Bohen Ha'av. What does that mean? Rashi, the Shas Erisin, look at the start. Everyone please look at the start. The Shas Erisin is Rashi, shall bow her Risho, Mishkayev lov Stuba, Zocha Bo'av. Havel the Erisin, Shaini, Lov Zocha. All the clothes in my pocket. Fine. See you tomorrow again. though by the time it comes to collect it, she already has left the shishud in town.
Better know.
Now I brought up, there's only one thing I want to do more, is to rush the medallion. That's all. I only rush the medallion. That's all today. I must tell you that a lot of us in the rush stop and post. Leader to death of divorce, if you want the right to collect $100, whatever force yourself. We have what we call the seventh civil. In America, the standard sum called Messiah and the Kukin seventh civil. The Kukin is a Polish coin or something like that. Even coin. What's that? I think you got the 57,600 grams. Not that much. What's that in ounces? I collect from Mr. Bodhi. So what do you say? The Rosh Nekeret or not? The Rosh Nekeret or not? Yes or no? Good question. Second question. How do you take care of it? Oh no! Yes, Shes Pelosi, yes! Let's take the shirt off his back. You believe it out, Katzboy! But how do you collect from the Kukos? How do Rashi take care of this Kash? That's true. But the question is, why is the Gemara seem to raise the Shiloh? Only in the case where there already was an Nisuin. Exact same Shiloh could be raised when there was no Nisuin. Oh, that's the answer. The Torah Menasag is the answer. From and Donald says, in Oath, hey, in Oath, hey, Donald, Nene Rashi, here's what the Yashim says. The Beneath says, stop the coming brother, why? The Gavir Mishar Seraph, in his own name, a lot. The Mokla, the Shibu, the Kamo. The Mokla. The only shot after there was an Nisuin. If there was no Nisuin, there's certainly no Mechila, and he certainly would collect the Mishar Bonin. Let's continue this problem in the tunnel. Sorry? Why not? It's an eye basis. No mechila. There was no yet. But may Ema Tarfa. What do I want to know? As of what moment is the lien effective? Do you follow me? As of what moment is the lien effective? So you say, but what kind of question is that? In the moment, they're married. The legal factor, right? The moment they marry, then it's an automatic tshuva, and the tshuva affects the lien, and the lien, if they got married, what's today's date? Gimel. Correct? Gimel? So it's Shabbos. Gimel Shvat. Gimel Shvat touches the Gimel. They get married today, so as of today, Gimel Shvat is the lien. If Hassan denied, they get married today, we'll call them the Chok. If the Chosin sold his property on Beis Shvat, or in Tevez, or in Kislev, or last year, or 10 years ago, then it's obviously not under the lien. That was sold before the lien took effect. If he sells his property on Dalet Shvat, or Hay Shvat, etc., etc., then that property is under the lien. And caveat emptor, like that. The buyer beware. He can maybe one day have a woman knocking on the door taking his house away because of the lien of the tshuva. That's what our Gemara is discussing over here. Take a look at that. Well, they can sell, but whoever buys from a married person should be aware of the fact that there's a woman who has a lien on the property.
Because the forest has